I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. The summer solstice is just over a month away, meaning more warm weather lies ahead. Many people will visit and enjoy area waterways. The air temperature may be warmer, but area waterways are cold. Recent water temperature readings in Puget Sound, area lakes and rivers range from the mid-40s into the 50s, quite cold. Drownings unfortunately occur year-round, and there were 26 statewide last year. But May and June have the highest number given the emerging warm weather and cold area waterways. High gas prices have more people turning to human-powered vessels like kayaks and paddleboards. Each person aboard any kind of boat must have a properly fitted Coast Guard-approved life jacket. Cold water shock when accidentally falling into the water is the leading cause of drownings. Rescue crews note they do not find drowning victims wearing a life jacket. Visit parkswa.gov/boating to learn about today's comfortable life jackets and more than 200 life jacket stations at statewide waterway locations. Friday, May 15th is Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day, a fun opportunity to show off your life jacket and share social media images with others around the region. Friday's fun day leads into National Safe Boating Week that runs from May 16th through the 22nd, reminding all boaters to brush up on safety skills ahead of the boating season. All boaters and paddlers also need a boater's education card. Over 500,000 people in the state have their card. Visit boatered.org to learn more on how you can get one. Also, know before you go, check the marine weather forecast before heading out onto the water. Have communication devices on hand, like a whistle and a waterproof radio or phone. And be sure to avoid boating under the influence. With longer days and warmer weather, enjoy our area waterways. Just do so safely. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.